with the terms of the agreement that you're not at liberty to talk about everything. Can you share with us what you're able to talk about?
You know, all I'm allowed to talk about, the matter was resolved on terms acceptable to all parties. I am allowed to say that. And for me, it's a relief because I'm looking forward to moving on and kind of, you know, getting back to one with my book club, being able to read books and just clearly digesting for ourselves that in the end, our experiences don't define us. They just give us opportunity to do one or two things. We can either choose to stay stuck or we can, for lack of better terms, just wake up. And that's just how I look at my life experiences. And so I'm just choosing number two and looking for opportunities to learn, to reflect. And my life is so much larger than that one experience. I'm just not interested in being a victim in any area of my life.
What do you think was the cause of you all getting kicked off?
That's something that I'll have to live with and digest myself. But I'll just say that I'm very clear about what happened to me that day. I was very clear about what happened to me from the time that I stepped off of the train. So I, you know what I mean? I'm okay with that. I'm okay and I've digested that and I don't need any external validation of what happened to me.
There are some folks who thought that this wasn't a lawsuit. Being kicked off the train should not be financially rewarded. But I understand that two of the women in your party actually lost their jobs. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. That would be a true statement, yes.
Wow. So now that you've gotten your financial remuneration, what's next for you and for the rest of the ladies?
Again, I think we are just looking for opportunities to, you know, where do you go from here? I think everybody, when life happens to you and it doesn't always go as you plan, I think one of the first questions that you should always ask yourself is, again, what can I do? Where do I go from here? How has this enlightened me in some type of way? Because every experience always, you know, is brought to you for that particular reason. So with that being said, I just think that we're looking for opportunities to create additional dialogue. I think our country is in just a horrid state when it comes to race and biases and those type of things. And so, you know, maybe this is an opportunity for us to continue that dialogue and to create that space to have these difficult conversations that we need to have.
Most certainly. And I'm all for people standing up for their beliefs and what you feel strongly for. So I salute you and the women who stood up for themselves in that moment against a company that you felt wronged by.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate you guys, you know, reaching out to me.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.